What's going on, Earners? Welcome to EYL University, the number one place for business education. Shadi, tell them what we're bringing.
Yes, EYL University already has over 100 past webinars from all areas of business. It includes weekly webinars from industry leaders. It includes access to our investment Facebook group, movie club, our book club. It also includes access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. But what has been added has access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, over 14 hours, everything you need to know as far as the home buying process is concerned. And also what has been added is access to our monthly group chat call. Right. So once a month, me, Troy, and the whole team is going to let you in on our personal plays, our portfolio, what we're doing, and more. So all of that, we are running for a special promo code of 70% off for a limited time only. So head to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage.
You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We'll see you on the other side.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice.
Let's talk about something real quick if we can. That's a hot topic. The stimulus check. A lot of people are getting their stimulus checks. So, you know, this might be the first opportunity. It was some jokes online about, like, I'm gonna get the stimulus and I'm gonna buy the ocean and get an LLC.
That's funny. You want Ruth Chris to bring out the food for you?
And then with the other half.
But you know, in all jokes, there's some level of like truth. So this is an opportunity for some people that, you know, they might be their first opportunity to invest. You know, it's not anything that's gonna be life-changing, but they might be able to invest $1,000 for the first time. Like, they might have been piled up on bills, they might have been, you know, just living day to day. And this is an opportunity for them to get, you know, additional couple $1,000s. And now they might put, be able to put $1,000. So,
yeah. And so, for some families, they can earn up to $8,200, depending on how much they make and if they have children. I know a family of four that makes under $150,000, I think you can get up to $8,200. So you're talking about, even if you invest half of that, that's a very nice starting point for somebody to be investing.
So the next question is, okay, like, if I never invested, I got a stimulus, I got a couple thousand, a thousand, whatever, where should I invest? So I'll let everybody give their 2 cents on it. But we spoke about before, index funds is always a great way, especially for new investors, beginners. You know, the Russell 2000, the S&P 500 are two probably of the main indexes for investors. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you're just starting out, you've never invested ever, this is an easy way where you can go. There's no fees, no commission. You can invest your money, and now at least you can get your feet wet. And then also, if you want to have start investing for your child, you know, we spoke about this before, but, you know, every week there might be somebody new that's watching. So, of course, you can open up a 529 plan if you are interested in investing for your child's education. Each state offers their own 529 plan. Depending on which state you live in, you get a tax benefit for that state. Or you can invest in an UTMA, which is a custodial account. And once again, you can invest in an index fund. You can invest in ETFs, which we talk about a lot. Or you can invest in some of the companies that, you know, are the most obvious: Apple, Google, Microsoft, things of that nature, So, you know, like I said, we talk about a lot of advanced stuff, high level stuff, but we can never forget that somebody's watching that has never invested, and they might be their first time watching. So we never want to go too fast that we're leaving people behind.
Yeah. And it's the same thing that we've always said. Obviously we said, and Ian has reiterated every Monday, right? Two indexes, two techs. And I always tell people, yes, that's true. But if you're trying to find which are the companies that you should do, if you're looking at tech, I always tell you, look around you. What are you investing in? Where are you spending your money? Are you shopping on Amazon? That's a publicly traded company. Please invest. Do you have Apple products? Are you watching us right now on a MacBook? Do you use an iPhone? If you're listening to us, are you on AirBuds? If you're doing all those things, you're already investing in the company. You're already a consumer in the company. Why not be an owner in the company? And so those are things that you should look at if you're looking at tech or wherever you're spending your money, right? And I love when, Ian, we had this conversation when we talked about Domino's being a tech company. Like, if you're spending every Friday, you're getting your kids Domino's, you probably should invest in it.
Their run is crazy.
If Nike's a company that you're buying every month for your children and they're reporting their earnings this week, you probably should own some stock in Nike. Don't overcomplicate it. Follow your money.
You know, it's a super sleeper, Samuel Adams. You guys go look at the ticker SAM. Oh, it looks like Tesla.
Wait, you gave it to Ooh Baby?
Oh, baby. Like, Like, if I call something that I really messed up, Novavax and Sam Adams, I should have called last year. Sam Adams' chart is insane. If we go through charts tonight, I'll show it. And then AMD, for those of you who are new, at 64 is good. You got to hold it for a five-year period. But Sam Adams, you wouldn't think it would be one of those companies that are so dominant. Mm-hmm. But them and Domino's, I mean, it's pizza and beer.
Cha-ching.
I mean, it sells itself. But AMD at 64 is a good one as well. But you have to hold for 5 years.
Kevin Plan on YouTube said, can you show us step by step on how to get started? So I'm going to do this in two steps. So, Kevin, this is for you. You open up TD Ameritrade. You download the app. TD Ameritrade is free. No, TD Ameritrade is not the only app. You can do Fidelity. You can do Robinhood. I'm just using it as an example. You download TD Ameritrade, right? You open up. You're going to open up a brokerage account. They're going to give you like different options of what kind of account you want to open up. You can open up an IRA account. You can open up a Roth IRA account. You can open a custodial account. But if you want to just start with yourself, you open up a brokerage account. They're going to ask you like a bunch of different questions, your level of investment, how much money you make, Pretty self-explanatory. You answer those questions. Now, once you have it up and running, you have to link your bank account. You link your bank account information with the brokerage account. That allows you to transfer money. You transfer money from your bank account. It's going to go into your broker account. Take a couple of days. When it gets there, you can buy an index. SPY is the S&P 500 index. You type in SPY and it's going to say buy. And then you buy it.
We talked about it before. Maybe we should just do it live next week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's kind of self-explanatory, but yeah. we can if that's needed.
We have my teachers, right? We have different types of learners. We have some visual, some auditory, right?
Yeah. So hopefully that was helpful. Yeah, you know, because there's always somebody that's like, "Well, teach me. You don't show me how."
Open the account for me.
Well, that's the next thing.
That's it.
I want to just bring somebody on for a few minutes, because there was some breaking news that broke out, and this might affect a lot of people. So we have to always educate at every given moment.
Let's see if our boy is here.
Is he there?
Not yet.
Damn, that's a sleeper, man.
And for those of you that are in the crypto space, we are not going to ignore that crypto went up to 62,000 yesterday. We're not going to ignore that.
Bitcoin
went up to 62,000 yesterday. It pulled back. It's at 56.6 right now. And we're not going to ignore that in the past 6 days, that, you know, that topic we kept talking about with Mark Cuban and Gary Vee.
NFT
has been on fire. That's all they're putting out is NFT content.
I mean, I read Business Insider. They had an NFT section on Sunday. I read Wall Street Journal. They had an NFT section, not an article, a section. I read Forbes. Same thing. $69 million purchase.
Yeah.
Of digital art. Don't let that go over your head.
I got to talk to that guy. Bibble?
Bibble.
He's the guy right now.
GBTC at 37 is a decent entry, and kudos to Azalea Banks for selling their auditory sex tape for the whatever crazy amount of set.
Wait, what did she do?
Well, I got my son here.
She got an auditory. Oh yeah, we'll do that later or next week when he's not around. My bad. Go Google.
That's Trading After Dark. To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.